gardener work, you know, because when I was a kid, he was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And I used to repair the chicken houses and the screen doors and steps and such as that, you know. And they'd brag on me a little bit, and I got to where I took a little pride in my work, you know, and naturally when anybody does that, why, they get pretty proficient at it.
And you said, what about Mr. occupation?
He was a Mr. He was the carpenter.
Uh-huh.
See, he was a carpenter.
Okay.
And
was a what?
Well, I don't really know exactly what he did.
Okay.
I'm inclined to believe that it was farming, you know, because that's what they basically do in that vicinity. The land's a little different. In other words, there's a saying around here in Jackson County, this part of it, you know, that you've even got to fertilize fence posts to get them to stay. The land's so poor. But it's, like I said, with a little commercial fertilizer, a little chicken manure and such as that, why, people have been successful in growing small gardens, you know. In fact, I try my hand at it. And like I said, you can baby the soil, you know what I mean. Fertilize every year because it won't hold it.
Yeah. What type of soil do y'all have here?
Is that?
What type of soil?
Soil?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a sandy soil. It's
very
sandy, you know. And there's no foundation to the land, more or less. It's in other words, we don't have a underlayment there like they do up that red clay, you know, and such as that. And consequently, anything that you put down, the water table is so high down here, you know, I mean, dig 3-4 feet and hit water, you know.
Yeah.
And that was a good thing back in hard time when people had wells and all, you know, and shallow pumps. But now with the number of people, number of wells, and the volume of water that's used, why they have to go deep, you know, and consequently why it's not really safe as far as the contamination is concerned now, you know, because they really don't have sewage in a lot of the areas, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll bet your grandparents had a salt side. Can you tell me about that?
I can't tell you anything about my grandparents on my father's side. I've met various relatives, you know, third, fourth, fifth cousins, you know, down the line, and all of them that spell the name are direct descendants, you know, of this BAUU.
Yeah.
And
but they were all born, and your grandpa was born in Pascagoula.
My grandfather was born in Biloxi.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. But he lived practically all his life in Jackson County, Pascagoula.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was called Scranton back them days. Now, this officer, he can tell you a lot of the history around here.
Oh, yeah. He has.
Oh, I've often thought just about what you're doing. I guess that's one of the reasons that prompted me to talk to you. But in my life, like I said,